Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we was having problems for a few minutes, but we in finally. We got a great, great show coming for you, and we're going to go ahead and start right now and let our guests formally introduce themselves. Hey, hey, welcome to the Keep It Real show.
Hello.
Hey, hey, how you doing? Thank you for waiting. And we was having problems getting on, but we're here now, and we just want to thank you and your mom for coming to the show.
You're welcome.
All right. The first thing we want to ask you, young lady, how did you get off into the singing and different things, and what would you like the audience to know?
I've always been singing ever since I was a child. Well, I still am a child, but, like, when I was, like, really tiny, and so I went to Piney Grove. I was like 4 years old, and I was in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. And Brian, Mr. Brian, he was the minister of music at Piney Grove, and he had let me lead a song called Walking. And that was the day we were going to be leaving there and going to Texas. So after that, when I moved to Texas, I started singing at my new church called Macedonia Baptist. And when I started singing there, my mom would record me and post it on her Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. And people would just start reaching out to her and asking me to come sing at their churches. And now here I am now.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, keep going, young lady. I was just saying that sounds definitely wonderful.
Oh, I was saying that I'm at Bethany Baptist now.
Oh, that's great right now. Are you in the studio working on music to do an album, or where you at with that?
I'm not in the studio yet. I've been lately focusing on my pageants and other events I've been doing, like community service.
Oh, that's definitely good. Tell us a little bit more about your pageant.
The pageant I'm doing is called National American Miss. If you want their Instagram, it's NAMISS. And then if you want their website, it's www.nationalamericanmiss.com. And National American Miss is a very empowering pageant. It's all around the USA. It's in every state. And it's so much fun, and it helps out with a lot of girls with their personality.
Oh, now what made you get off into pageantry? What made that really happen?
Pageants when I was around 7 years old. That was in Texas. I was recommended to do a pageant, so I really wanted to do it. And so I went to the open call. My mom wasn't really sure because she thought it was going to be like tallas and tiaras, but it was nothing like that. It was very different. First of all, you cannot wear makeup if you're under 13. You can't do anything. There's no belly shirts, anything like that. You have to wear certain appropriate materials, and it's a very fun pageant.
And
so now,
so Moms is with that, huh? Moms is with the right thing as far as how you present yourself to the public, which is always great when Moms is on top of things like that, because perception and how you present yourself is key to anything you do in life.
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt. So break it down to the fans that's listening, where you want to take your career at, and what do you do when you're doing your community service to inspire other people to do some positive things?
So I'll start with the community service. So with the community service, I've been helping out with the nursing homes. I've been doing a little bit with the homeless shelter with my church, but I've been mostly doing things with the nursing homes. I go to two nursing homes, Kinred Nursing Home, and they're very nice residents. I sing for the residents every Sunday. Sometimes I do a praise dance or I do a little act, and I always pass out little goodies and stuff out to them to make them happy. And they're always happy. And sometimes we do parties for, like, holidays. Yes. And I really like to give back to my community. I like to help out with the homeless shelter because I feel that everyone deserves a chance. And I think that everyone needs to get helped out a little bit.
That is so great that you do community service, because so many people that's in that type of environment that receive that praise dance and that love from you, a lot of people need that, and that encourages a lot of people too that's going through a lot of different things in their life. So that right there is always a great thing, and definitely proud of you at the work you're doing with community service. So keep right on going.
I will. Oh, and also, I want to say to everyone in Virginia, if you're listening, you're in Virginia, Bethany Baptist is doing a water thing. They're going to be collecting cases of water, and they're going to be sending it to Michigan for everyone, like Michigan, because they don't have good water. They can't use their water. They can't drink it or anything like that. So the church is in Chesapeake, Virginia. It's called Bethany Baptist Church, Della Road. So I please hope that you guys come out every Wednesday to our Bible studies in June, or just come to the church on Sunday if you would like to. It's a very nice church with Pastor Kason. So, yeah.
Thank you, winner. Now, do you have a website that people can go through to besides your Instagram? Or is it a website they can go through and check all the nice things you're doing out?
On an Instagram? On the Instagram,
yeah,
it is called Bethany Baptist, Virginia. Oh, my Instagram.
All right, then.
Yeah,
do you have another website? Yes.
Which website? Like, for my pageant?
Yeah, website that people can go if they want to donate to your pageant, or if they would like to see updates at what you're doing at different locations. Do you have a stream website or just your Instagram?
Yes, I do. I have three websites. I have my PayPal. It's paypal.me/SeanCenaC, and that would be how Sean Cena is, SHAWNCINA, and then a C. Then I have my Cash Me app, cash.me/$SRCDEC, and those letters are capitalized. And for my GoFundMe, I have gofundme.com/NAM-state-finalist-DASIANAE-cross.
You heard that, ladies and gentlemen. You have all the information. If you would like to go support or make a donation to this young lady's foundation at what she's doing in community, and we're proud to have her on our radio show. And at 11 years old, she's starting off very young, and that's great that her mom is doing that, teaching her young what it is to give back, what it is to follow her dreams, and dreams are definitely made to come true. So what else would you like to say to the world, young lady?
I would like to also say my Instagram, that is @_singinggirl. So that_singing_girl. And then I have, I'm also doing this thing called the Crown Academy. I just had the World Tea Party, and it's with T.L. Chisholm. She also does the radio, and she's a very nice person. The Crown Academy is an empowerment for all girls, especially African-American girls or black girls. And it's a very fun event, and we just had our Royal Tea Party. And so I was just crowned the cover girl for 2018. And also my group, we won for the Shark Tank thing that we did there. And our group has won $500 now.
Congratulations, you know. And any other events do you have coming up? Any other events you have coming up for the people?
I'm having a pizza party fundraiser at Windy City Pizza. Yes. And that's in
okay.
And I'm also doing a play.
Oh, beautiful. Give them all that information, where they need to come and how they can get tickets to that play.
The play is called Why Chance It When You Can Change It. It's at Jessica Memorial Main Community Fellowship Baptist Church. This church. And it's going to be on Friday, June 29th, 2018, of course, at 7 o'clock.
Oh, wait, is that a free event, or do they have to purchase tickets to that event?
It's a free event.
Also, Oh, wow. Dig that. So that's great. So definitely specifically let the people know that's a free event for them to come, have a great time, and praise the Creator with you that day.
I had recently performed at a John P. Key concert. I opened up for him.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful right there, you know. And would your mom like to say a few words as well?
Okay.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm blessed, you know what I mean? We very honored and thank you for allowing us to interview your daughter. Would it be anything you would like to add to that?
Well, first I want to thank you for considering her and wanting to do an interview with her. We really do appreciate it. Just to add to some of the things that she was saying, she mentioned doing the water crisis for Flint, Michigan. Our church is raising, we're trying to collect 10,000 cases of water to send over to Flint, Michigan, and we're doing that for the entire month of June. So if anybody would like to donate any water bottles, you don't have to wait till Wednesday. You can come any day of the week. It's Bethany Baptist Church in Chesapeake, Virginia. So you can come right on out and you can donate any of those water bottles or cases of water so that we can send those on out. It's 2587 Pampasella Road, and the pastor is H. Patrick Kaysen. The play that she's in, she's said the name a little wrong, but it's called Gethsemane Baptist Church, which is in Norfolk, Virginia. And that address is 1317 East Brambleton Avenue. And again, that's Norfolk, Virginia. That's Friday coming up, June 29th at 7 p.m. She will be playing a daughter to an abusive father who's an alcoholic, and she's the reasoning of the family and the peacemaker and trying to get everybody together and trying to get the mom to see that there is an issue and there's a problem. And she'll do some singing in the play as well. And her pageant's coming up in August. And she mentioned her fundraiser that she's doing. She's also working on some music with a cousin that I have who's also a producer. You interviewed her a few months back, Dasmond Arnold. They're working on a song and she'll be singing in the pageant. And then also with the Crown Academy that she's in with T.L. Chisholm from the radio station here, she's also, she writes music and she's going to be writing some songs for Dejanay to do. They're going to put together an album as a fundraiser for the Crown Academy so that she'll have that coming up as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. So we definitely want to give a big shout out to Cuz for putting this together and introducing y'all to us and having the little lady on the show. It's always a blessing to see young folks getting into that good spirit and that good positive thing at a very young age. So definitely commend you on that right there. And is there anything else you would like to say before we depart?
No, I just appreciate it. And then she gave all the information. If anyone wants to be a blessing, that would be much appreciated. If anybody wants to see anything that she does, they can go to either her Instagram page or they can also go to my Instagram. They can also look at my Facebook. I am on Facebook under Shantina Cross. And they can look at and see any of the videos that she do when she sings or any of the acting that she does or any of the community service that she does and any activities that may be coming up.
Hey, that sounds like a winner. And we just want to once again thank you and your daughter for coming on the show. Thank Cuz Dasmond for putting this together. Much love to you out there in Cali. And we're going to keep moving forward. And we're going to keep the people updated. So any last shout-outs?
A shout-out to my pastor, Pastor H. Patrick Kaysen, and also a shout-out to my Pastor D, Pastor Daly, Pastor Jerry Daly Williams. I would like to give a shout-out to him.
Sounds like a winner, young lady. And we thank you for coming through the show today and blessing the show. And much love to you and your moms, and have a great career, and we'll keep the people updated. One love, and peace out.
Okay, peace. Love, God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.